So Srila Prabhupada came to the West and performed many wonderful activities and then disappeared from our vision. And after his disappearance, things are still going on and still growing. Sometimes someone does something wonderful, and then when he leaves, those wonderful things are over. But here we see that Srila Prabhupada's program for expanding the Krishna consciousness movement is expanding and continuing. When I was on Padayatra in 1986, we used to have crowds like this, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people, but they'd basically all be villagers who would be attracted by something unusual and come and participate for one night. But here I see thousands of people who have dedicated themselves to Srila Prabhupada's service. When Prabhupada was present, he would very often quote Bharata Bhumite Manusha Janma Hoy Lojar Janma Sarta Kori Karaparopakar. Sometimes I saw that even if sometimes in America there would be maybe one Indian person in the audience, and Srila Prabhupada would pick up this theme as if, practically speaking, the whole lecture was meant for that one person. And the rest of us would also listen. But Prabhupada would make that point very strongly. As you know, in his later years, not so much later, even after his movement got some foothold in the West, he began giving so much attention to India. He said, "My Guru Maharaj ordered me to preach in the West. Now I've done that. So now this is some program that I want to do." Or I think he said like that, or that he had the inspiration to do. Janma Sarta Kori Kara Paropakar. Of course, not everyone is here. Not everyone here is Indian. Only maybe 3,100 out of 3,200. So, those of you who are devotees from India, you can meditate on this theme that Srila Prabhupada so often repeated. And you can ask yourself how this applies to you. Janma Sarta Kori Kara Paropakar. Krishna has some plan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has some plan. Prithiviti yata ache nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoive mornam. Prabhupada said, since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already predicted this, it's a sure thing. Now it just depends on who'll take the credit for carrying out Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. If you like, you can take the credit. Otherwise, someone else will do it and take the credit. But Krishna has some plan, and it's not always easy to understand what Krishna's plan is, what Krishna has in mind, which way things will go, what opportunities will present themselves, what will go well, what will not, what will fail. But we're observing that Prabhupada put so much energy into spreading Krishna consciousness in the West, and then he puts so much energy in spreading Krishna consciousness here in India. When he was present, he had some success in that program. And now that he's physically no longer present, still he's having success even more through his agents and through his influence. And you can consider yourselves part of that success and part of that plan or part of Krishna's arrangement for further expansion. And think very deeply about how you can serve Krishna, serve Srila Prabhupada, serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, make your life successful, and give benefit to others. That will further spread the glories of Srila Prabhupada and the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the glories of the Krishna consciousness movement as Srila Prabhupada desired. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.